Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves boobies.
Hey, everybody. It really does sound like boobies when I listen to it. My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies. It's Sunday, January 16th, 2022. Yesterday, we were supposed to do a Doug Loves Movies taping at SF Sketchfest in San Francisco, but that event got pushed back by a year and a week. So today, I thought I'd have the people who were supposed to be on the show in San Francisco on this version of the show now. And they are Padgett Brewster, Amy Miller, and Johnny Pemberton.
Yay!
Hey. Oh, that's so fun. I didn't know that we were doing the show together.
It would have been the three of you and Arden Marine.
Aww. Why do you not tell us who we're doing shows with, ever?
Well, I knew Padgett. You knew that Arden would be.
I knew Arden.
We were all three of us were going to do you and I were going to do Arden's show. It was going to be a real crossover event. but instead, we have to do that hopefully a year from now.
Yep.
People who have tickets, though, they will be valid. And I did a couple stand-up shows in San Francisco yesterday in lieu of that, and had a very nice time. And some of the people with Douglas Movies tickets came out to that.
Nice.
I hope none of us have a falling out in the next year.
I hope we do. It'd be more interesting.
Terrible. I mean, how could I find another comedian at Sketchfest in San Francisco?
It would be sad, though, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'd be sad. I'm already sad because we didn't get to do it yesterday.
I know.
But let's meet everybody individually and alphabetically, starting with she's the voice. This is my favorite credit for you. She's the voice of Behind the Attraction on Disney Plus. It is Padgett Brewster. Hello, Padgett.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I am committed to doing our show essentially this time next year. I have already said yes.
I said yes too. I mean, why
Yay!
Not? We'll see. It'd be fun if you, Padgett, won today, because I asked the winner to come back on the next or a future episode that works best for them. It'd be fun if you just won every show from now on and up until next January. That'd be a nice buildup.
I do my best, Doug. I do my best. But I mostly watch cooking shows on Discovery Plus, so I'm not the best guest.
Yeah. Well, there's also more of an arbitrariness to some of what happens on this show now, so that everybody has a fair chance. And speaking of people who deserve a fair chance, she's hilarious. She's got at least one podcast. She's Amy Miller. Hello, Amy.
Oh, hi, Doug. How are you? Nice to hear your voice.
Nice to hear your voice. Of course, I enjoy your socials.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, there's always fun things going on Amy Miller's socials.
Johnny likes when I get in fights with people.
I love it.
You really do call out a lot of people on some shit, so that's fun.
I've taken a break.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well,
your stories are usually really good, and on the Instagram and anyway.
Usually.
Always. Follow me, well, everybody.
You know, some things interest me more than others, but, there's lots of fun stuff on there because you're always out and about. And like now you've been out doing stuff, but with the mask, you even have a mask on in your story sometimes, right?
I have a mask on right now. I wear it in the shower. Yeah.
Oh,
no, wow. I got COVID. I finally got it. But you know what? We're doing okay.
Biden.
Thanks, Biden. I'm over it now, but I sound a little COVID-y still. It's kind of cool. Do. It's giving me like a Kathleen Turner kind of vibe.
Yeah, yeah. In without having to smoke all those cigarettes.
Oh no, I smoked as much as possible when I had COVID, just in case it helped.
It's kind of a silly notion, but they're saying that there's maybe hemp can have some sort of quality that if they extract something from it, it might help with COVID. But you know, that immediately jumps to headlines going cannabis helps COVID. So I think I'm in good shape.
But you have never gotten it, right? So it's not a terrible theory.
It's not. I think the better theory is that I, you know, have been lucky in that I don't work that much other than stand up. So as long as I play clubs where I can just stay away from people.
That's true.
Comedians are all getting it because it's been too long since we've been able to hang out with each other. And so when comedians get together, they just... the rules go out the window.
Yeah,
and
I went to a New Year's Eve party.
Yeah, exactly.
You didn't even kiss anyone. I got it from chatting, which is so sad.
Yeah, when you're at the New Year's Eve party, I was at home, you know, watching Miley Cyrus and Pete Davidson. also joining us today, and I'm sorry you got COVID. I'm not trying to make fun of it or anything, okay. but also happy that you clearly have a mild version of it.
Yes.
He's in the motion picture. He's in the Marvel universe for fucking starters. He's in a motion picture you may have heard of called Ant-Man. He is also in both of the, he's in the Tulogy of Jump Street movies.
The Tulogy.
We appeared together on You're the Worst. It's Johnny Pemberton. Hello, Johnny.
Hey, Doug.
How's it going?
You know, I'm just great.
That's good to hear.
Jesus Christ.
Very normal. Very
having a great time
stuff.
Here. Super fun. It's funky. It's funky vibes. What's up?
Johnny, are you okay?
Yeah, just the gas prices. Okay, I'm back to normal now. Okay.
Oh, okay. All right.
I always struggle with the intro of like, do you go too high or too low? I don't know, you know?
Yeah, it's hard to know what to do to make a first impression vocally.
Yeah, I don't want to sound like I'm on NPR, but I also don't want to sound like I need it too much.
Yeah, well, I think you're hitting, you're nailing all of that because this
great.
It doesn't
I love
sound
being
like
here.
Any of that.
This is so fun.
As an actor, you never get hired to play sincere people. Have you ever been to Pemberton in Canada in beautiful British Columbia?
I haven't, but I mean, they had a festival there years ago that's been since canceled.
Yeah.
A lot of people were campaigning for me to be on the festival, and I was told by the organizers I would be on it next year. But here we are.
It's practically your festival. It's called the Pemberton Music Festival, but they had a comedy tent. I did it 3 years in a row. It was one of my favorite things to do. And because, this was before, legalization started to pop off everywhere. Mm-hmm. But up at this particular music festival in Canada, they didn't give a shit. who smoked weed. So it was just great. That's where I met the Trailer Park Boys and Snoop Dogg. I could talk about it all night, but we have some games to play. And we also would need to visit Recommendation Nation. That's where I ask each of you to recommend one movie. Padgett Brewster, please recommend a movie.
Okay, I'm going to do that, but I'm going to say it is the movie that leads to conversations that are interesting.
Okay.
It is free now on Netflix. Uh-huh. It is perfect. Called Looper. It's 10 years old.
Oh, yeah.
So Joseph Gordon-Levitt spends the entire movie mostly on screen with makeup that makes him look like moonlighting.
Bruce Willis,
who is in the movie far less, but clearly was the headliner. But I liked it. I liked it again, although I didn't remember seeing it the first time 10 years ago, even though I remember thinking, oh, I like that movie, forgot it. But it's an interesting question about time travel. And how does it work? And how do people get the future right and wrong?
Right. Well, I'll tell you one thing. I mean, Bruce Willis certainly didn't put on any Joseph Gordon-Levitt makeup. Didn't even meet him halfway.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Not at all.
Home.
Yep.
How would he even do that? Would he just like look cute?
he would I guess like raise the eyebrows in the middle up really high.
Yeah. But that of course is a Ryan Johnson joint. He's great. And
Who else has he directed? I like that. Well, there's another one coming, right?
Knives Out 2. And he did one. He did a Star Wars that got kind of a mixed response, but you know, that's always fun. He's great. Oh, he also did the movie Brick.
Oh yeah. Oh wait, I know guy.
Yeah, Joseph Gordon-Levitt is like his Hector Elizondo.
Oh my god, I didn't know. I met that guy. That guy wrote an episode of Thrilling Adventure Hour that we did at Largo at the Coronet. I didn't know I knew the guy. Great.
There you go. There you have it. Looper. I love it. Amy Miller.
Yes.
What does somebody recommend for people to see when they've, you know?
Okay, I watched.
Had COVID.
I did watch this while I had COVID. I heard about this because Stanhope reading about it, but there's a documentary on Prime. You know, I love a shitty documentary about a specific community of people. It's called Hotel Coolgardy. Have you seen
it? Yes.
Oh, it's so good. It's just great. About this one bar in like the outback, like way outside Perth. Perth. And they have just different like young traveling hot girls like bartend there like every few months. And it's just all these old like miners, old miners. They're work in the mines. They're not. Young people.
Hotel what?
Hotel Coolgardy. Coolgardi.
Hotel what?
Coolgardy.
Coolgardy.
And it's weird and troubling, but very funny.
All right. Well,
Prime. My home for shitty documentaries. Prime.
Okay. I would definitely watch that. I feel like I'd watch any documentary that you'd recommend, Amy, after Jasper Mall.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Johnny, have you seen Jasper Mall?
I don't know what that even means.
Oh, you got to see it. I'll send it to you.
What is it?
You'll love it. It's just about this mall in Alabama that's closing. I've talked about it a lot on this show.
Oh, this is up my alley. Local culture, too.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it doesn't have a comedy club, but it still resembles every mall you've ever gone to do comedy. That's like, you know, especially lately, that's just like, you know, every other store is closed and it's just dying.
Well, once the Bonefish Grill closed, we just didn't have anywhere to go. It was nice.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't get my clothes anywhere now. Now the Peonies is closed. They all call it Peonies.
The Peonies.
I wrote it down. I'm excited.
I like to vacation in the Peonies. Johnny?
Yeah, that's me.
Could you recommend a movie, sir?
So it's got to be streaming, huh?
It doesn't have to be streaming. It could be any, you know, I like that people can seek it out after you recommend it, but they could, if it's in theaters, they could see it that way. Or
I'm going to go for a quick twofer because one is super hard to get, but it's such a good movie. You got to watch it. It's called Mate One. It's a John Sayles movie.
Sure.
It's got a young Chris Cooper in it. It's just pretty much just outstanding filmmaking.
Love that movie.
Mate One. It's about the miner, yeah, like, you know, 20s or something like that.
Mattawan? It's a mining theme.
Yeah Mattawan. Hey, I call it Mattawan. Sorry, not Mate One.
Padgett, yep. Is there any mining in Looper? I forget.
There's mining for gold bricks strapped to your own back in the future when you kill yourself.
There you go. All right.
Did I just
all these movies are
give
connected,
a spoiler? I've never seen Mattawan, but I've heard great things about it.
Yeah, it's outstanding.
Well, this could be the time to see it. But you're saying it's hard to find?
You cannot. My friend Josh sent me the Blu-ray. My friend Josh Fadum, who I think we all know, he sent it to me because he wanted me to watch it because we were talking about this one actor. I can't think of his name. He plays the villain in the movie. God, I can't think of his name. But he's like just really great, really like scary guy.
What else has he been in?
Let's see. I'd have to look it up.
I'm
right
gonna
now.
Say Mark Rylance. It's Mark Rylance.
Oh, I don't shit. Know that. He's the bad is guy it? In Mate One.
No, I'm making that up. I don't know.
Okay. Oh, because Mark Rylance really is a terrific actor.
I love him.
The bad guy. I can tell you. I'm looking for it right now. He's a character actor. He's a character actor. It's got David Strathairn's in it, Chris Cooper, and Ryan McDonald, Will Oldham's in it. A very, very young Will Oldham is in it. It's Kevin Tighe, T-I-G-H-E. Kevin Tighe is
Kevin
Tighe.
Yeah, he's also the bar owner in Roadhouse.
Oh, he's terrifying.
Yeah, that guy's
a great
actor.
He's got such presence, man. So much presence.
Wait, yeah. Is he the guy that's having sex with a lady in Roadhouse, and he's like, you're going to be my Saturday night thing?
No, he doesn't have sex with anybody. He just owns the bar that he hires Patrick Swayze to come clean up. He was on a TV show for a while. Cause that's how he got most of his fame, from a TV show, I think, called Emergency. And gosh, he's just a really good character actor. He's got like a smile that's either very charming or very scary, depending on the kind of character.
Good.
I love
so
that.
So good.
You had one too, right?
What's that?
Yeah, my second one is one I know is streaming. It's that movie on Netflix called I Don't Feel at Home in This World Anymore. Macon Blair movie.
Yeah,
I'm making a list.
It's got David Yao in it, which is great. David Yao plays the villain. Whoa. David Yao from Jesus Lizard is just like, he's really good.
The band?
All right.
Yeah, from the band Jesus Lizard. Yao is an actor in that movie. Because Macon Blair has exceptional music taste, so he puts all these, like, these, you know, latter-day musicians in his movies.
All right. Well, we got plenty of recommendations, and I appreciate all of them. And we're going to play some games right after this quick break. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We are back, and the first game we're going to play today is a little something I call ABCD's Nuts. Yeah, it's real classic.
You idiot!
It's a, it's a spelling game, hence the ABCD part. The nuts are superfluous, as they often are. But
they really are. No one cares.
You don't
cares.
Have to be.
No one They're cares. Just,
why
neglect
are they?
Neglect the nuts.
They're for procreation. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, they're for procreation and the absolute immediate destruction of the individual who possesses them, because, boy, are they sensitive.
Somewhere to kick somebody.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just reading some script where I was supposed to, a character I was supposed to play is going to get kicked in the nuts, and I was just like, why do I, how would they even, okay.
So well, anyway. They offered me that part, but I passed because the nuts
Nuts are also good to do that joke where you just put them outside your zipper and you say, I think I sat in some gum.
Yeah, the
my favorite joke of all time.
I've never done that because I'm so scared to pull on, you know, to do what right. You got to do to make it.
You yeah. Zip it.
Try you that in your self it. Tape, Doug, for this role.
Well, that's the great part is I can't even think of where I don't even know what this was. I think it might have been an animated thing, in which case I don't need to concern myself with getting kicked in the nuts. It's really
unless
not
you want
hurt.
It to sound realistic.
Yeah, I guess you hurt. Really don't care.
Yeah, I got an audition and an offer at the same time. Now I'm confusing both.
It's an offer to audition?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I get.
Yeah.
You've been invited to audition.
I mean, this is just a sidebar, but Padgett Brewster, professional actress, where are you at with the home tape? I like the fact that you can just do it till you think you have, you know, the best possible take, but maybe you prefer the spontaneity of an audition in front of people.
No, I self-tape. I haven't gotten anything. And I don't know if it's because I'm like over 50 now and I won't dye my hair brown anymore and I have gray hair and like I've hit that point where there aren't going to be jobs for another 10 years or if I'm just terrible at self-taping. I did used to do the slate clearly with like an attitude and now I'm like, hi, it's me. I'm 5'7". I'm vaccinated. I'm currently based in Los Angeles, but I love to travel. Like I'm very more open now. I used to look at the camera like I wanted to kill it for a slate, but I don't get anything from self-tapes. I just don't.
I think no one does because they've basically taken out the entire idea of any charisma whatsoever.
Well, it's not, right. You're not it's meeting gone. People. You're not in the room. Yeah.
So what's the one thing you can do is like, you go on there and you're nice and you're funny and you're cool and it's cool and everything's good. You like improvise. All that stuff has just been shot in the back.
It's
and
gone.
I'm just like, show us your teeth, you fucking horse.
Maybe that's why I looked at the camera with such rage before. Like, here are my teeth. Here are my titties. Yeah, pricks.
I know, like, we're just at home turning side to side like we're taking our own mug shots.
Please stand by a wall, 2 feet from a wall, slow zoom in, and then turn 60 degrees to the right. Show us that your knees work functionally. Drink some water with one hand, and then
twerk
do
a little
above shot. Stand next to today's newspaper.
Oh, and also, how much do you weigh? it's like,
are you getting anything from self-taping?
Have I am not, but I'm getting the satisfaction of not having to. I'm not good at the in-person casting. I prefer to just, you know, do it in my own little vacuum and then send it over to them, and then they just do what they want with it. You know,
I spent years cultivating in-person auditions. Years.
Mm-hmm. I just auditioned for a 50s plus cat lady, so I'll send them your info. Yeah, I know, it's cool.
Well, what are you, 22?
I mean. I do have a cat, so I don't know. They just
Amy,
decided.
I'm sorry to ask you. Can you give me your age range? Because I just updated my IMDb Pro to 45 to 100. So give me your IMDb age range, because there's no way you auditioned for elderly lady with cats.
I did. But, you know, because I'm 41. So to my agent, I basically am 60. Even though I look 31.
Look 25.
That's what I'd say. Yeah, at least.
Thank you so much. So I'm done. My range is 25 to 70. Okay. Call me.
I don't know my range. Someone please tell me my range. I need to know my range.
Judging by this picture, you're like 6 to 13.
Yeah, but what picture is that? Is that from like the...
tiny picture of your eyes.
Oh, yeah, well,
I would send you for 25 to 35.
Okay.
Yeah. I think you've got like...
You look so young.
The facial hair changes it up, though, you know? Like you can be baby face or grow some stuff, you know,
some stuff. Okay.
Depending on the role.
Go for growth.
Like a couple of chest hairs, maybe.
Yeah.
Playing the gross character is always better.
Yeah. You had a fun mustache when we did, You're the Worst.
I did. It was the All worst. Right.
And a lot of fun hats.
Yeah. Fun hats. Let's play this game. I think I was in the middle of describing a game when I asked Patrick about
ABCD's nuts.
I suddenly became inside the actor's studio.
ABCD's nuts.
Yeah. That's the name of the game.
I can't wait.
It's a simple spelling game that confuses everybody because what I do is I tell you the word we're going to spell. And by spell it, I mean, we're just going to go through letter by letter in the word, and you're going to take turns naming movies that begin with each letter. Oh. And I've written down movies that begin with each letter ahead of time. So if you match me, then you win the game. And also there's a theme to the whole thing that you can figure out as we go along. Can anyone spell it? First of all, let me just ask, can anyone spell Adirondack?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. That's actually a tough one.
Right?
Yeah.
Is you it hear AI? It sometimes, but it's
AI.
I didn't know how to spell it.
It how is AI, it spelled? Right?
A-D-I-R, uh-huh. Right?
O-N-D-A-C-K.
Yeah.
Adirondack. Oh, I thought it was Adirondack.
Yeah.
Adirondack. And it's, you know, of course, the famous chairs, the Adirondack chairs.
You know something about those chairs I learned, Doug?
That they're plastic?
If you put two on your front lawn, it's a signal to your neighbors that you swing.
Oh.
Yeah, so don't do that if you don't swing.
What if I actually heard it was a signal that your house is an Airbnb.
Yeah, or that you're like, you have a sweatshirt that says it's 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
Life is like, good.
You just know lemonade enthusiast lives here. All right, so Adirondack is what we're going to spell. So the first letter is A. The three of you are going to play in alphabetical order. So we start with Paget. So she gets the letter A in Adirondack, and you name any movie begins with A, and you're golden.
Argo.
A perfect example, but I have to say Argo, fuck yourself. What? The answer I wrote down.
Wait a minute. I didn't know. Okay, go ahead.
No, and I say I have to say Argo, fuck yourself, is because whenever somebody brings up Argo, I have to say that because it's just so funny to me that that is in that movie. You know, oh, there's a hostage situation. It's very intense. Argo, fuck yourself. Just doesn't seem like it should be in that movie, but that movie has lots of John Goodman and Alan Arkin being really having really fun dialogue.
You mean
the movie that I wrote down? What's that?
They're being brassy.
Mm-hmm. They're being brassy and sassy. And there's even a point in the movie where they like casually walk across the street to answer a phone call that's going to save all these lives. But like they wait for traffic to cross. It's really funny. Anyway, I wrote down American Hustle.
Okay.
Ooh.
That's the A that I picked. But, you know, it's hard to suss out the theme this early. So let's go to Amy and the letter D. Name any movie that begins with D.
Can we guess the theme at any time when it's our turn?
Yeah, but once you know the theme, you just have to also figure out the movie that would be next under that theme. Like, guessing the theme doesn't win you anything.
Wait, which one did you just say for A? Sorry.
American Hustle.
American Hustle.
God, okay.
Okay. I'm going to say Dan in real life?
I said, you know what though? Dan in Real Life is a movie I like.
It's good.
Yeah, right? There's something about it. There's like a lot of good actors in it that have all kind of become kind of more famous since the movie, except for maybe, you know, Dane Cook's in it, but it's the best Dane Cook performance. And he also plays a character that gets sort of fucked over. So it's, you know, it's a good movie. I think it's one of Steve Carell's best, you know, feature film things. Anyway, I put down Don't Fade Away.
What is that?
That is the movie by the dude, David Chase, who created the Sopranos.
Oh, made the Sopranos. A feature film.
Yeah, he made a feature film after Sopranos ended, and it was about kids in a band in the 70s. And I recommend it. It's good. All right. I is the next letter. So any movie begins with I, Johnny.
I think I know the theme, but I can't think of a movie that's maybe I Love You, Man. I guess all I can think of.
You know, another a movie that people enjoy very much.
What's the
other one that came out around the same time, like almost on the heels of that, but was so similar? Because I Love You, Man was Jason Segel and Paul Rudd.
That was the, I'm thinking of My Idiot Brother. Is that the same?
No.
The same time? No.
No, I'm thinking about the one where they play. There's cosplay in it, and anyway, I like that one better of the two. But that's neither here nor there. I wrote down If Beale Street Could Talk.
Okay.
Barry Jenkins movie. If Beale Street Could Talk.
American Hustle.
Don't Fade Away.
Don't Fade Away.
Don't Fade Away.
Amy gets the R.
I'm going to say, man, this is, I'm going to say Ratatouille.
Always a great answer.
Thank you.
Is there a rodent on your head pulling your hair to make you say things?
Cat would have murdered it long before it got to my head.
Cats just murder the shit out of mice.
She's been killing a lot lately.
Hey, that would be a great.
Super great.
That would be a great behind the attraction episode, Padgett, if you want to pitch it, where you just talk about how Disneyland has a shit ton of stray cats that they let live there because, you know, overnight they kill all the mice.
Mm-hmm. I wish I were able to discuss that, but there is an NDA involved in any Disney project.
Oh yeah, I know. I'm just telling you, pass that along. Wink, wink. All right.
Well, who makes Cinderella's dress in the middle of the night?
Exactly. All the mice are dead.
I think that's why it's all you know, a nighttime thing that's going down, because the children just would not be able to handle it if they knew that that they hire someone to come in and kill all the Mickey Mouses that are in the park, hidden Mickeys.
I don't think they're paying these
Isn't
cats.
Isn't it just because the cats hunt at night? It's not even like a...
They feed them though, right?
They don't.
They prefer to hunt at night. Mine also hunts during the day, but she prefers night. I think. I really think when I had COVID, she thought like, I don't know, I was so sick. She was like, I need to bring food to this lady or she's going to pass away.
Oh, dead animal. Wow,
makes me want to get a pet.
It's disgusting.
it's a weird thing to think about all those cats in there that just live in there. But, you know,
they're doing a job.
But also they hunt at night because there's a shit ton of people around during the day every day.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so it just works.
I believe it. And they're probably not killing mice. They're probably killing rats.
And they like to see the parade.
Yeah.
Honestly.
It's more of a rat thing. But you also, know, Mickey Mouse is a rat.
That's when the rats are active too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they're getting all the food scraps. So that's the best time. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like West Side Story in there. That's when they rumble.
Wait, do you think they hire hawks to kill the seagulls?
No, because Disneyland's a no-fly zone. You can't fly over Disneyland, even birds.
Really?
Oh, wow. I was thinking of Orlando.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that would probably work there. For the letter R, she said Ratatouille. I had written down Return to Sleepaway Camp.
What?
What?
The sequel of Sleepaway Camp is called Return to Sleepaway Camp. O is the next letter, and that goes to where are we at? This Paget. No, wait. Who did R?
No, it is
yeah,
me.
Yeah,
yeah. I did R.
Yeah, it is me.
Okay, so it's John. Okay.
Wait, is it? No.
I think I fucked up the order. It goes Paget, Amy,
I thought
John,
so too, because I was thinking of an O word. So let's okay. Skip.
Yeah, so
I was trying to think
O
of ours.
Paget. I screwed up the order.
For
do,
O?
Do an O word, Paget.
Okay, that's not my answer. I don't know what this theme is. So I'm going to say, well, I'm going to say because I just said it, Orlando.
That's a movie?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh.
It's all about Orlando Bloom.
Oh, well, that's great.
No,
he's a great
no.
guy.
No, it's about Orlando Jones.
No, Orlando is about, yeah. Is Tilda Swinton playing...
she plays a
woman who turns into a man, and it's a like a it's supposed to be 18th century.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of it. I don't know what your theme is.
It's a trippy movie. I wrote down Old School.
But these are not Will Ferrell movies.
No, he's in that one though. N is the next letter, so let's get this back on track in the correct order. Johnny gets the N.
I mean, I can't. I thought I know the theme, but I don't. It doesn't matter if I know the theme because I still can't think of a movie that would be in the theme with the letter. I'm gonna just say Nightcrawler.
Oh, that's a
I like
good
that
one.
Movie. I like yeah. that movie.
I love yeah. that movie.
Yeah, I thought I Jake Gyllenhaal was under awarded for that one.
Yeah. And yet generally overappreciated. So I thought he was great in that.
Yeah, no, that was one of his best performances and didn't even get an Oscar nod. Okay.
Yeah, but the Oscars never give it to the right person.
No, that's true, but I'm just talking even top five, like usually they get a few right.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, but and I went with Newsies.
What?
Yeah.
What the fuck classic is he
motion
do? What is this?
Newsies.
I
now we're back to you,
Padgett. Theme.
We're doing this in the right order, Padgett.
Oh, Jesus. So now what letter do I have?
You got D.
Oh. May I? Do I have a clock?
Well,
is there
know,
a clock? Give me
we
a
got
second.
Things
hold
to
on.
Do. I gotta perform
oh,
later
Jesus
tonight.
Oh, Jesus Christ! I'm trying to make a fucking pork dish. Devil in the Deep Blue Sea. I don't even know.
Oh, that's
is that just a book?
I think that's a title.
Pork is a forgiving meat, though. You know, so.
Devil in a blue dress.
Devil.
Or deep blue sea.
Deep Blue Sea.
Oh, yes.
Deep Blue Sea.
Classic.
Let's do
Sam
that.
Jackson.
Right? Sam Jackson.
Yeah.
Saffron
I think
Burroughs.
If it had landed on Amy, I think she might have got this one.
Shit.
For D, because the answer, what I wrote down, is Dirty Dancing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fuck?
I don't know. A is the
what
next
is
letter.
Theme?
And this goes to Amy. A for Amy.
I'm going to say...
Do it.
Amadeus.
That's good.
Thank
I
you.
Put down Along Came Polly.
Johnny, you know the theme for real? I have no idea.
No,
I thought he had it,
but now it's. I definitely have no idea now.
It's a terrible
Tom
theme.
Hulse adjacent. Tom Hulse.
Yeah, he was great. He's no
Who
longer with.
Who Tom Hulse went to school with?
Who's that?
Tom Hulse. Wasn't he the star of Amadeus?
Mm-hmm.
Is this theme who Tom Hulse went to high school with?
Well, Amy's the one who brought Amadeus up, so I don't know why Tom Hulse would have any.
Oh, it wasn't
anything.
Right? Wait, what was the answer?
Along Came Polly.
Ben so Stiller. Ben Stiller acolytes? Ben Stiller adjacent?
Mm.
No.
C is the next letter for John.
Is this like football where if you guess you get a timeout taken away?
No.
Challenge the call?
No.
Look, so you can just guess randomly?
What do you mean randomly? Just has to be a movie that begins with the letter C.
Right, but...
Yeah, but there's some kind of theme that we all of
you
us
You
want to
guess
the
theme?
Oh, you once you know the theme, then it might be easier to match the movie. But even then, the theme could be as broad as motion pictures that have scenes that take place in the daytime.
Okay, so that's every movie.
Is that what it is?
Matrix.
That's what it is.
It's every movie except for After Hours.
Oh, yeah. Ooh,
even that has a daytime scene at the
night
end.
Night shift.
Yeah.
I like guess,
yeah. But C is the letter for John.
I gotta go with a classic called Cars.
Oh, that is a good one. It's a short four-letter C word. It's another one that I wrote down is a movie called Camp, which is about musical theater camp.
Okay.
And has a young Anna Kendrick in it. And then K is the next letter. What's that?
I'm closing in on a theme here, but
okay,
it's too late.
But it's Padge's turn with the K. Any movie that begins with K, Padgett.
If I make up a title, am I okay?
I mean, especially if you just kind of use an expression that begins with K, it might be really be a title of a movie. And it might be the one I wrote down. There's
Camp?
Two movies called Kicking and Screaming, and they have nothing to do with each other.
I don't like those movies. I don't like that guy. Camp? No. With a K. Camp Cutaway? No.
That'd be so funny if I did that.
It's just Camp.
It's also Camp, but with a K.
Camp. Not Christine's, the Stephen King movie. Kramer versus Kramer. God damn it.
Oh, okay. All right. Let me think if that even qualifies for this theme. I think it does.
I think it
fits the theme, but it's not what I picked.
I know, but I know it fits the theme.
I picked the original Richard Widmark Kiss of Death.
Oh.
Yeah.
But my choice fits your theme.
I think it does, yes. But now to bring it all home and win this sucker, you want me to recap all the titles, Amy?
Sure, why not?
All right. We got American Hustle, Don't Fade Away, If Bill Street Could Talk, Return to Sleepaway Camp, Old School, Newsies, Dirty Dancing, Long Game Polly, Camp, Kiss of Death, and finally, give me an S movie, Amy, that's going to match me.
Oh, you're doing Adirondacks?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't say the plural at the beginning, but give me an S movie. You're going to win this thing right now.
Okay. S.
Yeah.
So hard.
You can do it.
Sister Act.
You're gonna love it.
That's gonna do it.
That's a good win. That also might qualify for the theme, but I went with if kicking yourself is something you do, it's about to happen, Amy, because I went with Sleepaway Camp.
Great movie. So
I mean the ending is certainly interesting.
Problematic.
Yeah.
It's not problematic.
That's
yes, it is, Johnny. You just,
oh,
it's not.
Poor,
you just
oh,
wait.
Don't care.
What
was Amy's
choice?
Sister Act.
And
Sister Act.
I said
Sleepaway Camp. Still kind of fits though.
Because Camp, Sleepaway Camp, Return to Sleepaway Camp, all of these movies took place in the state of New York.
Oh, wow. Doug.
What a bastard.
Come on. I told you it was a rough one.
Sister Act works, then.
They're also all problematic movies.
Kramer works.
Yeah, Kramer versus Kramer, I think. It's probably got some problems, too, because I think Dustin's probably a little sexist with regards to a Meryl Streep character.
Doesn't matter. It takes place in New York.
And her needs. Yeah, but you did.
But you said Dustin, Padgett, and her
Padgett,
character.
You're like almost a winner here, Padgett, because you came the closest to doing something.
Ooh.
But it doesn't matter because the winner of the first game only gets to go first in the next game. And you're going first anyway, Padgett, since nobody won. So if you want to tell people you won that first game, I won't argue with it.
I'm holding on to it. I'm going to answer your first question. And then I'm going to pee very close to the computer in a bathroom, but within the range of my headphones. So go ahead. Well, first question.
I was just going to go to a commercial. Do you want to? You want to just go do
that
one while I'm in the commercial?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're back, and Padgett gets to go first, as promised, in this final game today. And
ready?
It's a game. What?
I said I'm ready. Let's go.
Oh, great. It's a game called Weird Algorithm.
Oh.
And there's a weird algorithm on the Internet Movie Database that I like to take advantage of for this game, where I think at least one or two of you have played this before, where basically you could take any movie, look at the cast list, and then click on a button and have it the cast rearranged in order based on their current popularity according to the site's algorithm.
Wait, gross. What?
Yeah.
Carry on.
Don't do it, any of you. If you're in the cast of a movie and you want to know who's more popular than you, don't do it.
You can don't you already know because the call sheet doesn't I tell you?
No, it's who's most popular right now.
Now,
so the trick of
right
this
now.
Game is to figure out who's popular now that was in a movie in the past.
Oh.
That I'm
okay,
going
I'm
to
ready.
Suggest.
But it could be for other reasons too, like oh, they're in the news
right.
or they just
they got
died
divorced.
Or they're
they
dating
died.
Pete
yeah.
Davidson.
If something's happened,
this is problematic.
Happened,
I think to do this.
If something that's happened to them. Causes people to look their name up, but that's
the
thing.
Star
it's
meter.
Still a, it's still
on
a movie
IMDb.
Database.
Right.
It's still a movie database.
Right.
So most of the things that affect people's movement on it are, casting news or they're in a new movie or a new TV show. Like it's just sort of like more that than scandalous people.
But if I were to murder someone, my IMDb star meter would skyrocket.
You
it would go
yeah,
through
you would
room,
go down to like 26.
It would still, yes. It's, but it's still, it's not as big a mover as being like in the latest MCU movie or something like that.
Unless they murdered someone who was in the latest MCU movie.
Well, that
I'm
going to
murder
like,
you and then you'll jump
off,
right up the IMDb
the
results.
If you did that.
That would be true. I wonder if death does it.
That's why I know.
It does. It
death
does.
Is,
if you
death
die,
is helpful. Death
your,
is helpful.
Your number, the following
and you're helping
Sunday
each other
goes
to
beat to two.
You.
Yeah.
You don't need to discuss your strategy at this point.
I'm about to hop on this
sorry.
Shit.
Padgett gets to go first, then Amy, then
Thank
John.
You.
Same order as before. You're each going to get a chance to go first in this game, and you can share answers. If you like somebody else's answers, you can take it. But if I name a movie, and then you name somebody that's the top person according to this weird algorithm, you get 3 points. If you name the second highest person on the list, you get 2 points. Third is one. Everything else is zero. We play three rounds plus a tiebreaker. Padgett, the motion picture.
Yes.
And I'll also, you can ask me who's in it. I'll tell you. But I won't tell you what order they are. The film is The Trial of the Chicago Seven.
Mm-hmm.
Big cast, at least seven people, and then some other ones. You
all
know.
British.
Yep. Nope.
Two of them, maybe three. Yeah, three of them, at least.
Okay.
Yeah, because Eddie Redmayne, Sacha Baron Cohen, and Mark Rylance are all in it.
Mm-hmm.
What's Jeremy Strong's just an American, right?
Yeah, he went to Yale.
Yeah, and then...
yes.
And then, of course, we already mentioned JGL, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, is in it.
Uh-huh. So your question
what are you thinking,
is,
Padgett?
Who is the most famous right now?
Who is the most popular according to the weird algorithm on the Internet Movie Database that I checked just an hour ago?
Okay, I'm going to say I'm going to say, what's his name? The guy from Succession.
Jeremy Strong.
Very good.
You're going then, Jeremy Strong. Y'all got to do is name one. You want to name the one you think is the highest.
The one. Okay, then I'm going to say Sacha Baron Cohen.
Okay, you think Sacha Baron Cohen is the number one most popular right now out of that cast?
On IMDb Pro?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Just IMDb regular. I don't have Pro.
Free one. Just the free one.
Yeah, what? Free IMDb.
Oh, the free one? I don't know what the free people are seeing. I guess.
All right. So we've got your answer. We need to move on.
No, now it's Jeremy Strong. Now it's Jeremy Strong. It's Jeremy Strong.
What's the protocol on answer changing?
That you can change at any time, but try not to be manic about it.
Okay, I've failed at this yet again.
Padgett, which one would you like to go with for now? We need to get through everybody, and then I'll come back to you to double check.
Jeremy Strong, I'm done.
Okay, Jeremy Strong. Amy.
I was also going to say Jeremy Strong.
It's, you can share answers. You know, strategically, you can't lose if you have the same answers as someone else, but eventually you might want to change it up just to possibly win.
I'm committed.
Okay, and Johnny? Johnny which one do you like?
Can I ask a question?
Uh-huh.
How long ago did Succession end?
Oh, great question. Pretty recently, but at least a week or two.
I think it's been longer, hasn't it?
Like a month.
I think the finale just happened recently, but I also don't watch that show.
I'm going with Eddie Redmayne.
No, it's like a month.
I'm saying Eddie Redmayne.
Okay. Padgett?
Doug? Yep.
Still going strong?
Yep.
Okay. Amy, hanging strong?
Long and strong, baby.
And Johnny's going Redmayne.
My mane is red.
All right.
Eddie's my red mane.
Here come the results. Yep. Padgett, you really dodged a bullet. You dodged a serious bullet with not going with Sacha Baron Cohen. He's ninth in the cast, according to this list. Yeah. Then you got Frank Langella, who played the judge. You got Joseph Gordon-Levitt. You got, I'm going to fuck up his name, but Yahya Abdul-Mateen was one of the seven.
Yeah.
And then in number four, Eddie Redmayne.
Oh, wait.
No points.
Wow.
Number three.
Yeah.
Three in the list. Michael Keaton.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Flips in there as he's a defense witness.
I didn't see this movie.
Prosecution. Yeah. He was like, there was a little talk of possible supporting actor nod for him for that, but it didn't happen. But number two is, and worth 2 points to Padgett and Amy, Jeremy Strong.
Thank you. Who's number one?
I want to say something about Jeremy Strong first. The most beloved actor that other actors have to defend for some reason.
Yes. He was in the news.
He did an interview where he seemed like his process was a little intense as an actor. And then everybody decided famous actors needed to go in his defense and say he's not as crazy as that article made him sound.
Yeah. It's like, no, Aaron Sorkin came to his defense. What's his name? The mean old guy. He came. Actually, the mean old guy released a book. What's his name? You know,
I don't know.
The bad guy from Succession, the dad.
Oh, yeah.
Cox?
Brian Cox.
Yes.
Had a few things to
he
say,
put out a book and he was talking about how he was, you know, the Jeremy Strong was like, I'm afraid for this boy and his process.
Yeah. Yeah. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. And coming in at number one, I'm loving it, Mark Rylance.
Wow.
I don't know who that
he's
is.
He's the best.
He's so good. He was Dershowitz. Yeah, he was the defense attorney.
You know who he is.
He's good. Well, he's so different.
He's so good that you don't know who he is. Because everything you've seen him in, you don't know that that's who that guy is.
Yeah.
Why is he being searched right now so much?
Because
he's in Don't Look Up.
Okay.
Have you seen Don't Look Up?
Yes, I have.
He's the rich guy that
the white haired
weirdo.
Anything
he's
like
great.
Himself at
he's
all.
He's so good. He's very good. All right. So we need to pick up the pace on this game because of
Doug,
time.
You have to leave in like 3 minutes.
I gotta leave soon. So let's just do a streamlined version of this with just your answers. the next film. And like I said, Paget and Amy are tied with two each, but you know, Johnny's still in this. The next film.
That what do Amy I have gets, to lose?
Nothing.
There you
Amy
go.
Gets to go first. Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. Do you need me to remind you who is in Harry Potter films? There's Harry Potter.
I don't think so.
Who do you think's number one in that one? The third in the series, my personal fave.
I'm going to say Hermione, whose name is
Emma Watson.
Emma Watson is what I was going to say just now.
Okay, Amy's going Emma Watson. What do you think, Johnny?
This is for the top or the number the third?
You want the number the one third person. Movie. This is the third film in the Harry Potter series.
Who's the top?
Who's number one? That's through this whole game.
It's the same game.
I'm going with Emma Watson too. I'm not sure why, but I feel like, yeah.
Okay.
Did you copy?
And Paget?
No, because it is. It's Emma Watson.
You're all going Emma Watson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does she do lately that would get her such a bump?
She was on the news talking about the Harry Potter reunion where she said she had a crush on Rupert Grint.
Right.
Oh, that's well,
is Rupert Grint number one? I don't think so. I think it's Emma Watson.
Okay, yeah. Don't talk yourself out of a win because it is Emma Watson. And once again, 2 points for all three of you. So Amy has four, Paget has four, Johnny has two. Mm-hmm. This is Johnny's round to go first.
Okay.
Speaking earlier of problematic actors, certainly the case here. The film is Baby Driver.
Mm-hmm. There's problematic actors in Baby Driver?
Hey, you know what? If you don't think there are, then let's just move on from that idea. Johnny, who do you think would be number one in the cast of Baby Driver?
God, I'm trying to think who's like even in that. Is John Hamm's in it?
Mm-hmm. Jamie Foxx, John Bernthal, Lily James, Isa Gonzalez, Ansel Elgort, Kevin Spacey.
Oh, I think Isa Gonzalez.
Lee.
Because she's having a day, isn't she?
She's pretty good. All right, what do you think, Paget?
Lily James.
Okay. Amy?
I agree on Lily James.
Why do you guys think this?
I don't know.
We'll see.
Because I've just been hearing about her a lot lately.
Maybe I'm gonna change the ladies. Well, it doesn't matter because if I do change, it doesn't.
You got to take a big swing here to win because they've
I'm gonna change my answer. I'm changing my answer to Jamie Foxx.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, Johnny's on Jamie. Paget's Lily James still.
Yep.
And Amy's still Lily James.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Coming in at number six, Jamie Foxx. I'm sorry, Johnny.
I knew this.
number three is Isa Gonzalez.
Wow. So I've been
number
it. Two. Okay.
So number two is John Bernthal because he's in King Richard with Will Smith. And I think that's why. And Punished. And number one is, in fact, Lily James because she's in that Pam and Tommy movie that's Woo! About to be on. That's
good. You guys are good at this game.
Yeah. All right. So now we got to settle this tie between Paget and Amy. And to do that, I'm going to give you one movie and Paget gets to go first. Oops. And then Amy, and you can't share an answer on this one. You each have to pick a different person.
Okay. Got it.
And the film is Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice. Would you like a reminder of who's in that?
Yes, please.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Johnny, I'm sorry to say this. The tiebreaker is just between Paget and Amy.
Okay, I'll just listen then.
But he's speaking for me.
If you're curious, though, then of course, I appreciate that. You got Jason Momoa in this movie. You got Ezra Miller. There's also Ben Affleck is in it. Kevin Costner, Gal Gadot. Henry Cavill, of course, as Superman.
Okay.
What do you think, Patrick?
I'm good.
Which
it
one?
It is Jason Momoa. You're talking about IMDb numbers this week?
Yes.
Jason Momoa.
Okay. What do you think, Amy?
Well, that's what I was gonna say. So now I have
you
to.
You know what? If I were you, Amy, I would go with Gal Gadot.
That's what I was gonna say next. Is Gal Gadot? Everybody here is speaking for me, and I love it.
Are you guys forbidden? You forbidden to have the same answer. For you.
We yeah, are forbidden from having. That's one, why
we're trying to break the tie, and I gotta go.
Yeah.
So. This is a stunner.
Oh,
a stunner.
You're not going to believe this. I wrote down nine of the names that they listed from that movie. And number nine, somehow, is Jason Momoa.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. They just announced that
he's got to do a breakup.
That he and Bonet are breaking up.
So I thought
that bump.
But that's my point, is people aren't looking him up on IMDb because he's breaking up with somebody. They would look him up if he was cast in something or if he showed up somewhere, you know, interesting.
Amy wins with Gal Gadot.
She wins because Gal was number two.
Yep.
And number one is Henry Cavill, Superman himself.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Good for
her. There you have it. Amy Miller's our winner, and she gets to go first in the part of the show I call Promote Yourself.
Oh, that's fun. Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to be in Chicago at the Comedy Bar soon at the end of the month. I'm going to be in Washington, D.C. at the D.C. Comedy Loft. For all my dates and info, go to amymillercomedy.com. Follow me on Instagram at amymillercomedy.
That's awesome. Can you join us next week, Amy?
I can, yeah. I'll be in Reno, and I'll join you from my hotel room.
Yeah, same bad time, same bad Zoom call.
Perfect.
Love it. Johnny Pemberton, thank you so much for doing the show.
It's great to be here.
thanks for calling in from, I know you're doing a stadium gig tonight.
Yeah, we're out here. It's the AT&T Energy Center brought to you by Honda. Love it.
Well, I just appreciate you taking it. It's such a big event. You're hanging out with us. I really appreciate it.
Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady.
what would you like to promote? Could people see you somewhere?
I'm going to be hanging myself on the Paramount lot to increase my star meter next weekend.
I'm going to tie the knot.
You're going to fake your death?
Yes.
Or,
I'm going to do a little Tom Sawyer.
All right.
I'll be, I don't know. You just got to Google me. That's all. Just you can listen Googling. To my podcast. You'll figure it out. If you want in, you know it and you'll figure it out. If you don't, then that's on you.
Exactly. I love that kind of plug. Padgett Brewster, what would you like to plug? There's that cartoon, right?
Well, I don't know. I mean, they take a year to animate.
The Bird Girl?
Bird Girl. Yeah, I'm Bird Girl on Bird Girl. Go to Adult Swim or HBO Max. And I'm going to finish my chili pork.
Very forgiving meat.
It is. It really is. And listen, if Amy can't show up next week because you kids are busy and you guys are out there working and I'm mostly making pork or fish.
I'm going to be there. I'm not going to do it. I'm not busy. Yeah.
Okay. She's definitely going to be there, but.
If anyone drops
welcome.
Out, I want to take Amy on again. I love Amy. This has been really fun.
I would like to play a game with someone who's maybe like more my level.
Well, it's the games, you know, they vary wildly. You never know what's going to, you know, I feel like you had a chance today and you just need to believe in yourself.
Yeah.
I want to play with someone who likes movies and doesn't just read the trades.
But just you wait. 1 year from now, we'll get the three of us together, the three of you together, plus Arden Marine. You'll kick Arden's ass.
I don't know. I might have dropped down.
I'm just kidding. I don't think you'd ever win. So,
thanks, Doug.
But I've never won.
I think you have. You have. In fact, you won one time because you came back as a dangling champ.
And then
champ.
I lost spectacularly.
Yeah.
Doug, get to your gig.
It's
I'm
all
crazy
very
about
random.
You. We all
I got to promote my stuff for a second here.
Oh, God.
Doug Loves Movies is coming to San Diego February 5th, Sacramento February 19th. Both of those because, don't want to travel very far. And you can check out all my dates as they trickle in at douglovesmovies.com or go to Doug Loves Movies account on Twitter. And I close every episode with a line, a last line from a movie. So don't be too confused by that. My guests, I'd like to thank one more time, Padgett Brewster, Amy Miller, and Johnny Pemberton. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me. Had a great time.
Jesus.
Thank you, Doug.
As always, God have mercy.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug.